Okay, Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Vav, as we continue talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and in this chapter we have one of the more well-known actions that take place. Yirmiyahu is commanded to write, and as we'll see, according to most, write Sefer Eicha, something that's Yirmiyahu, and he has his Sofer Baruch announce it and read it in front of the Kahal, and what happens, they hear it, some of them are scared, they bring it to the king Yehoyakim, and Yehoyakim takes it and rips it up and burns it into the fire, and Yirmiyahu therefore has to write another Sefer, which says that not only would all these terrible things happen, but the punishment for Yehoyakim is forecast. This is the topic of the Perek, as we pick up at the beginning of Perek Lamed Vav. So, says the Navi, Vahi Bashana HaRavius, Lo Yehoyakim and Yoshio. What's amazing? Well, let's read it first. In the fourth year of Yehoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, remember the order of kings during the times of the Yirmiyahu, as we had back in the beginning of the Sefer, we have Yoshiyahu, who was great, and Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, Tzidkiyahu. Right, you have all the kings, but this is earlier. This is a couple of decades before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, says the Navi. Yirmiyahu receives the following nevuah. Take a Megillah Sefer, take a scroll, and write on it all the things that I'm going to command you. The things that are going to happen about Yisrael, Yehuda, and all the Goyim. Miyom dibarti alecha, mimei Yoshio v'arayom hazeh. From the days that I spoke to you, in the days of Yoshio, when the Nevuah originally started, as we learned, back in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, when the kings that Yirmiyahu prophesied during are mentioned, the third pasuk, Bimei Yehoyakim ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda, Atom Ashteas Reishana Letzidkio ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda, Ad Galos Yushalayim Bachodesh Achamishi. So during the days of Yoshiyahu and Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu, right? Those are the first prokims. This nevuah took place earlier, before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he's told to take a sefer and write down everything that's going to happen. And what would be the purpose of it? Ulai, maybe Yishmu Beis Yehuda is called Arash or Anochi Choshev Lasos Lahem. They'll know about all the evil that I want, that I'm thinking, that I've decided to do to them. Laman Yeshuvu. It's all about Shuva. Ish Midarko Hara Visalachti Lavonam Ulachatosam. That's what I hope for. It didn't work, as we know, but that's the tachlis of the whole Sefer. So what is this Sefer? This is a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi here, implicitly later on in the Perek, and the Radak right here says this is talking about Megillas Eicha. Eicha, which was written by Yirmiyahu, at least part of Eicha. We'll see at the end that what was added on. Be'ezus Hashem. But again, at least part of Eicha was written now, and that is what describes, right? Eicha Yashav Adad, as if it's in the past, as if it already happened. It's 18 years before, possibly, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but Eicha was written. When we read Eicha, we don't think about it, that it might have been written a couple of decades before the Churban, but that's what the Radak says here, and that's based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, and Daf Chavav, which talks all about the Perek and the actions of this Perek. The Perek assumes that that is what is being referred to in this Perek. Amrulei Yoakim, Kasav Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinos, right? Sefer Kinos is what Chazal call Eicha. Amrulu Maksivbe. And then he gets into what is there in it, but it's clear that the Gemara is assuming in Moed Katan Chafav that what's referred to in this chapter is the Sefer Eicha. The other possibility is that it's Sefer Yirmiyahu. Sefer Yirmiyahu, everything, that's what it sounds like. Everything that I've told you from the days of Yoshio till now, that line sounds like Sefer Yirmiyahu has to be written. Okay, either way, this really probably a machlokas that goes back all the way to the Midrashim. The Medrash in the beginning of Eicha Rabbah. Parsha Aleph, Medrash Halacha Aleph. The Emasai Namra Megillas Kinos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Yimei Yehoyakim Namra. Sounds like our parak. Amru lo Reb Nechemya. V'chi bochen al ameis ad shelo yamus. Do you cry for a mace before? So we discussed that actually a couple of prakim ago. About possibly mourning beforehand. David HaMelech and Hashem for the world. That's the Yerushalmi. Ella Emasai Namra Acher Churban HaBayis. Hari Petrono Eicha Yashav Adad. Machlokas Tanoim. Whether between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether the Eicha was written before the Churban or not, that's basically goes to the root of what our parak is about. So either way, Hashem says, write it down. Let's assume it's Eicha. Vayikra Yirmiyahu, so what did Yirmiyahu do? He calls to Baruch Ben Neria. He calls to Baruch Ben Neria. Vayikhtov Baruch Mipi Yirmiyahu, es kol divrei Hashem, asher dibrei lav al Megillah Sefer. Baruch writes it all down. There's a lot to talk about here. Why didn't Yirmiyahu just do it himself? Yirmiyahu was told to write it, so why didn't he write? And then he tells him to Baruch to write it and Baruch to announce it. Right, so there's a number of points to make. Number one, the Rinas Yitzchak discusses Hashem told him to do something. Why didn't he write it himself? So yes, we know shlucha shalom kamoso, but don't we say mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho? A shliach as if you did it, but it's better for you to do it. And then he discusses, well, we don't exactly know what Yirmiyahu was commanded. Tzorech Ian, Im Yirmiyahu nitztava mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak al ksivas ha-megillah, umashet siva lebarach likro ha-megillah imedas atzmo, was he just told to write the Megillah, but he wasn't told to read it? That he could have told Baruch, because he wasn't told. Or was Yirmiyahu also told to read it? But obviously, if you read it, it has to be from something that's written down. So that's the question that he asked. V'yishlomer, he says, maybe they were, it was only told to do the Kriya. The ksiva, therefore, was a Hechsher mitzvah. And if it was only a Hechsher mitzvah, that's why there's no mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho by a Hechsher mitzvah. Yes, the Netziv has in the Hemek She'ela, in Zos HaBracha, that by a Hechsher mitzvah, haksuva batorah, maybe you do apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho, right? That when you have va'asu lahem tzitzis, chakasukas ta'aselecha, uchsavtam mezuzas be'secha, all the Hechsher mitzvahs haksuvas batorah, maybe you'd apply mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho, but this is not haksuvas batorah. Right, maybe this is just, he was just commanded to read it, and the writing was a Hechsher mitzvah. So then you would say, maybe it would be, have more flexible. If you say, even if you just want to say that the ksiva is part of it, maybe this gets to the Chai Adam suffix. Again, a lot of lumdus. The Chai Adam discusses, if I could do a mitzvah myself, but if I do it through a shliach, it would be more mihudar. Right, what do you say? Right, I have a right to say for Torah, but I don't have such a great handwriting in Ksav Stam. But a sofer could do it great. So do I say that I should tell the sofer to do it, and it better to do it through a shliach, more mehudar, or better to do it myself, less mehudar? So maybe this relates to that question as well. Fascinating. Okay, that's one area of thought. But the Abarbanel, and the Malbim quotes this Abarbanel, discusses maybe there's a reason that Yirmiyahu did not do this himself. And that is, if it's Eicha, then we know there's a difference, and this is quoted by Shem Reb Chaim also, there's a difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. If it's Yirmiyahu, that's Nevi'im. If it's Eicha, that's Ksuvim. Maybe suggest the Abarbanel that if this is Ksuvim, which is more Baruch HaKodesh than Nevuah, then there's more of the input of the Navi in that case. When it's Nevi'im and Nevuah, Hashem tells the Navi exactly, and he basically is Shechinim at the Beres Bito Krono. In a way. But when it comes to Ksuvim, he has to focus more on how to formulate it. So maybe because he wanted to be able to focus more, he didn't want to have to worry about writing it. So that's why he got Baruch to write it, and he just focused on saying it, and that's why he gave it over. V'lios Megillas Kinos Milashon Yirmiyahu Umalitza So Hutzrach LaHakelalav. That's a malacha lekasva agdei baruch ben area. Mashalo asa b'ksivas hanevuos ba'atzmam. He didn't do this by anything else. Ki amalitza v'hashir hana'ase baruch hakodesh tzricha hisbodedus rav. You need great focus to have baruch, ironically, ksuvim, which we might say is on a lower level, a different level. So that's why he needs more hisbodedus and more input by the person himself. Lochein lo yucha lahatrid atzmo b'ksiva. V'hutra bazeh, he said, this answers the question that I asked before. Why did he give it over? Right, that's the Abarbanel, and that's also the name of the Shem Reb Chaim. The Malbim quotes that. A couple of issues why this was the way it went. It gets to the root we discussed a number of times already in this Sefer, the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevi'im is from Niv Svatayim. It's to say over. Ksuvim is to be written and then read. So maybe even though this was even if this was Eicha, and it was originally read to Yehoyakim and his advisors, but ultimately for posterity it was meant to be a Megillah, and therefore it was written. So what happens? Yirmiyahu calls to Baruch ben Neria and says, write down what I'm going to tell you. Vayitzava Yirmiyahu es Baruch lemar. Yirmiyahu says, Ani atzur, I am still in jail. Lo uchal avo beis Hashem. I can't go. I can't do this. So it sounds like he would want to do it, maybe. Uvasa ata vikarasa ba Megillah asher kasafta. You will go and you'll read the Megillah asher kasafta that you wrote for me. Mipias, devirei Hashem ba'aznei ha'am. Beis Hashem b'yom tzom. Read it on the Yom Tzom. The Gamba Azne called Yehuda Ba Me'aram Tikraim. And all the Yehuda that come from all of their cities, read it. So what is this, the Yom Tzom? So the Radak has 2 days. Yom Tzom, Pasha, is what we would say is Yom Tainus. Tzom. So Tzom, we would say, sounds like Tzom Kippur. The problem is, no. It says that he read it on what day? As we will see soon, in the ninth month. Pasuk Tes. It's going to say he read it in the ninth month, which is Kislev. There's no Tzom during Kislev. Okay, maybe there was at some. The Meshachat says in the beginning of Bamidbar, maybe there was Kislev is when, if it hasn't rained yet, so then they have fast days. Maybe this was one of the fast days for the rain. The Radak then quotes his father, who says, maybe there's a different shot of Tzom. V'adoni avi zechrono levracha piresh biyom kibbutz. Tzom means a day of getting together. Min tzomes hagidim, b'divei raboseinu zechrono levracha. Amazing. Tzomes hagidim, which is a group of sinews in the body. So you see, tzom means coming together. Ritzono lomar yom shi yiskabsu ledavar ulehisya eitz al tzara. So a day to come together and work on the tzara. So on the yom tzom, on the day the klai yisrael come together, so that's the day that you shed. You should read it. The Menachas Chinuch discusses that there. We know a Navi is not allowed to be Kovish Nevuoso. So what about delaying? What about waiting a month, waiting 2 months? So here it says that he got this Nevuah earlier, and he read it much later. The Nevuah was given in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, and then it says in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, that's when this was announced. So is that an issue of Kovish Nevuoso? Unless he was waiting to the propitious time, the day that all of Klal Yisrael, much of the Jewish people at that time got together, and then he would be able to have the most effect. Rabbi Landy, in his Sefer of Ve'ela Divrei Yirmei Yirmiyo, you know, the Rabbi Landy, again, always brings an archaeology and history to the Sefer. So he writes that maybe if you look in Babylonian historical books, you could get an insight. Because what was going on here? What happened in Kislev? So if you looked in the books, it talks about how Nebuchadnezzar was going all around Eretz Yisrael, conquering different places. He says he went to Ashkelon, and he razed the city totally in Kislev, and all of the kings around started sending him tributes and presents to get on his good side. So with that, that's what happened in Kislev. So what must have happened? Jehoiakim, as we know, does he still support Mitzrayim, which was his friend? Does he see the writing on the wall, so to speak, and see that Nebuchadnezzar, who later saw the writing on the wall, Nebuchadnezzar is going to be the head? So what do? He probably sent a big present to Nebuchadnezzar. And at that time, probably all of Klal Yisrael didn't know what it was going to be. So they came to the Beis HaMikdash. They did a lot of Avodah Zarah, but they still had the Beis HaMikdash. And they started to get together to have a fast and to try to figure out what was going to be. So maybe that's the day he suggests that this took place. So Baruch read it. Ulai Tipol, so what happens? Yirmiyahu says, go read it in the ears of all of them. Ulai Tipol Tchinasan Lefnei Hashem. Maybe they'll daven. V'yashuvu ish bitako ha-ra'a. Ki gadol ha'af ha-chema. As I've said often, there's so much anger. Asher dibur Hashem alam hazeh. And Baruch did it. V'yaz Baruch ben Neriah. Baruch, who's counted as one of the Nevi'im, did it. K'chol asher tivo Yirmiyahu ha-navi. Likro b'sefer divrei Hashem. Beis Hashem. He does it. So what does he do? When does he do it? Here it is. Bashana Chamishas, a year later. Jehoiakim ben Yoshia bar Yehuda b'chodesh atshi karu tzom lefnei Hashem kolam b'Yerushalayim. And everybody came. Vayikra Baruch Masefer Yirmiyahu Yirmiyahu Beis Hashem, where Belishkas Gemaryo ben Shafan Asofer, a number of names of Sofrim are listed in this parak, and he read it to them, and they were all shooken up. The pasuk says, pasuk Tezayin, Vahim Kisham Ames kolat varim pachadu ishes reyehu. They were scared. Vayomer el Baruch Hagid Nagid Lamelech has called Ramelu. We have to tell the king. Ves Baruch Shalul Emar Hagid Nolanu. But 1 second before we tell the king, Eich Kasaftas had called Ramelu Mipiv. Can you just tell us exactly? Tell us what was said. The Mitzudas David says what they're asking is this exactly what Yirmiyahu said? Maybe it's a little more. Maybe it's a little less. Maybe he just meant general, not the details. And what does he answer? Vayomer el Baruch Mipiv Yikro Eli has called Ramelu. I wrote exactly what he told me. This is the Nevuah. Vani Kosev Al Sefer Betiyo. I wrote it in ink. This is what said, Vayomar Asarim El Baruch, but the Sarim, the princes, who were tzaddikim, say to Baruch, Lechi Sasar Ata. They know what Jehoiakim is like. They say, go hide. We have to tell them, but go hide. V'Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu go hide. Atav Yirmiyahu, v'Ishal Yedei Fo'atem. Because we don't want the king to find out. So what do they do? Vayavo, El Amelech, Hatzera, V'Esa Megillah, V'Kidu Blishkas Elishama, Hasofer, they come to the king. They put the Megillah away. They don't want to bring it to him at this, right when they tell him the news. V'Yishlach Amelech as Yehudi, and the king sends Yehudi after he hears what happens. L'Kachas is a Megillah. They tell him maybe generally what it's about. He brings the Megillah. Vayikrea Yehudi ba'aznei ha-melech. Yehudi, fascinating name, reads it. U'ba'aznei kol ha-sarim omdim al ha-melech. Va'melech yoshev beis achorav, the king sitting in his winter house. Va'chodesh atshi, v'esa'och lefanav, miv'aretz, and he has a big fire. It's cold out, it's Kislev, it's the winter. He has a big fire going. Vayhi kikro Yehudi, and when he starts reading, shalosh losos, varba, he read 3 stanzas, he read 4 stanzas. Yikra'eha b'tara sofer. Yehoyakim takes it and tears it and rips up the Kisvei HaKodesh. Vashlecha lo'esh asher alach. He throws it into the fire. Artom kala magila lo'esh asher alach. Until it is completely finished. Chazal darshan a number of points. What does it mean? Three dlasos and four dlasos. Maybe it means psukim. Rashi quotes here from the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan. First year is the first couple of psukim and Eicha. He doesn't think it's so bad. So the city will be destroyed. People will be destroyed. Everybody else is suffering. I'm still the king. So I don't care. Only when you get to the fifth pasuk, you get to the pasuk that says, Hayut Sareha L'Rosh. Who's going to be the Rosh? The enemies are going to be the Rosh. I'm not going to be the king anymore. Then he gets angry. Then he says, I can't take this. That's what the Gemara says in Moed Katan. Chavav. Maksivbe. Echaya Shavadad. Amalu Anamalka. I'm still the king. Don't worry. Amale Bachativ Kabalaila. Anamalka. Golsa Yudameoni. Anamalka. Darke Tsiona Velos. Anamalka. Hayut Sareha L'Rosh. Amalu Human Amra. Who says that? Ki Hashem ho gal ro pesha'eha miyad, kader kol askaro sheba. He tore out all the shemos of Hashem from the sefer. He ripped them besarfon ba'esh. And he burned it. V'hayinu d'chsiv v'lo pachdu v'lo karz b'gdeyem. They didn't fear. They didn't tear their clothing. Mechad d'bay kriyas. We'll see in a second, right, that they should have torn kriya. But it says that he read it, and he didn't care about anybody else, but once he's not the king, so then this is what he does. He tore it little by little, right? This is the opposite reaction than Yoshio HaMelech. Yoshio HaMelech, if you remember, from Malachim Beis, Perachav Beis, he the Tochacha, what was his reaction after he sees the Sefer, and he takes it as a simin? He tears his clothing. He doesn't tear the Sefer. He tears his clothing. That's what happened when Bishnoman Esveshana, in the 18th year of Yoshio, reading in Malachim Beis, Perachav Beis, he sends Shafan, Ben Atzalyo, Ben Meshulam HaSofer. It says earlier, in the days of Yoshio. Right now, this is his son, Yehoyakim. Right, what happens? They take a Sefer Torah. V'yomer Chilkiyo HaKohen HaGadol HaShavan HaSofer. Sefer HaTorah Matzasi B'Beis HaShem. V'yitein Chilkiyo at HaSefer HaShavan V'yikra'ehu. And he read it. Then he says, don't hide anything. So he read it, Sefer Nasan L'Chilkiyo HaKohen, and he read it, Kishmoa Melech, Hasdivri HaSefer HaTorah, V'yikres Begadav. He tore his clothing, and that started the amazing tshuva movement. Ki gdol hachamas Hashem, asher yinitza banu, ala shelo shamu avoseinu, al divri hasefer hazeh, lasos kuchalakasa biyadeinu, aleinu. So his son, Yehoyakim, does the opposite. He rips up the sefer. Chazal darshin from here, the fact that as we continue to read in the next pasuk, v'lo pachdu, v'lo karus b'gdeyem, everybody there didn't fear and didn't tear their clothing. Mashma, they should have torn their clothing. This is the halacha. If a sefer Torah or a sefer shenisraf, boy kriya. That's what the Gemara says that you learned from here, that they should have. Amaler Pabala Abaya, Amar Mishim Shmuel Sroz. Maybe it's because of Shmuel Sroz, bad tidings. Amale Shmuel Sroz, Mahi Shaita Mihave. Was there anything new that they didn't know? No, it was Dafka because of the Sefer Torah. And then Rabbi Rafuna says, Harua Sefer Torah Shenikra Chayav Lakrash Dekriyas, Achaz Alakvil, Vachaz Alaksav, right, based on a pasuk that comes up later in the parak. Anyway, this is the reaction of Yehoyakim. Again, one of the worst, his years, he did terrible, terrible things. We've discussed already some of the averis that he did, but remember what his end was. Well, let's just read it. Read the parak, and then we'll read the Gemara. And what happens after he does this? Nobody listens, nobody's inspired. Pasach Chavav, so Hashem says to Yirmiyahu again, V'yidavar Hashem al Yirmiyahu achrei sofa melech es ha-megillah. Yirmiyahu doesn't have to be told by anybody else that this is what happened. Maybe he knew it was going to happen. Hashem says to him, write another one. Shuv kach lecha megillah acheres, v'ksov aleha eskol adram arishonim. Write the same exact thing that you wrote the first time. Asher hayu al megillah arishona. Asher saraf Yehoyakim melech Yehuda. V'al Yehoyakim, but add in a chapter about what's going to happen to Yehoyakim. V'al Yehoyakim melech Yehuda l'tomar komar Hashem adasa raftes megillah azos leimar. Madua kasafto leimar. You ripped it up because you didn't want to hear. Bo yavo melech bavo vishkes esaret azos, that bavo is going to burn the land. Okay, so you will be punished, and you will be burned. L'chein k'amar Hashem al Yehoyakim al Yehuda lo yelo Yoshev al kisei David. Right, that there won't be any remnants of his progeny on his throne. V'nivlasot yemush leches l'chor b'yom l'kerep alayla. His body, his corpse will just be strewn. Ufakad yalav al zaro v'adav es avonam. They will get punished. V'vesilem es yoshev yushalayim. Everyone will get the evil that occurred. V'yirmiyahu lakach megillah acheres. That's what Yirmiyahu does. He takes it, he gives it to Bar Ben Arya, and he writes everything that he had written the first time, and the ode ends the parak. Nosaf aleihem dvarim rabim kahema. A lot of extra things were written in that parak. So what do you darshan from this last phrase? Again, a number of different opinions are given. Rashi quotes that the first Megillah had Eicha, Parak, Aleph, Beis, and Dalit. right? And each of those have a one cycle of the Aleph Beis, and Perek Gimel was left out. Perek Gimel is what he's added in, and that's what it means. Rabim Kohema, because that's a triple acrostic. Aleph Beis, right? It goes through the Aleph Beis. Another Aleph, Beis, it goes three times. The Radak says, maybe only the first Perek was written the first time, and now you have the rest of the Prakim, right? Different shot than what was added on to this. Others say that the Yoyakim's death is not described in Eicha. Maybe this means that it was Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu wrote these psukim now. He wrote these psukim, this part of Yirmiyahu. Either way, we know what happened to Yoyakim twice in Maseches Sanhedrin, describes the same story, that there was a skull. There was a skull that was found, right? The grandfather of Rabbi Preda found a skull, Shadia B'Shari Yerushalayim, in the gates of Yerushalayim, and it was written on it, Zos V'od Acheretz. He buried it, and it popped up again. He buried it, and it popped up again. Omar, he says, Hai Golgalta Shal Yehoyakim. It must be Yehoyakim's skull, Tichsiv Bey, because it says about him, we had this earlier in Perach HaBeis, Kfuras Chamor Yikaver, Sachova Hashleich Mehalo L'Shari Yushalayim. Right, it's just not going to be, going to be strewn. Omar Malkov Al Baruch Arlev Zuyeh, but I can't do it, so I want to be Mavazim. So he took it and he put it in silk and he put it into his house. Asya de Bisu, as we know, the wife came, Chazia, the Nafkis Chazia, she saw it, she brought it out, her neighbor said, oh, this must be his first wife. This must be the skull of his first wife. He can't forget her. What'd she do? She took the skull and she burned it. Shagarta la tanura vakalsa. Kiyasa, when Rabbi Zakeno of Rabbi Preda came back, he says, oh, Zos v'od acheres. There's no burial, and he was burned. He was burned, right? And that's the punishment that Yehoyakim gets. One of the punishments, obviously there's more in Olam Haba, for what he did, the reaction, Hashem sending all these messages, what he could have done. And yet, it is all to waste because this is how he reacted. Again, the opposite of how Yoshio HaMelech reacted by tearing his begadim, he tore his clothing, and again, it was a lost opportunity that Yirmiyo was trying to give them, but it did not bear fruit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem.